The town of Mattawa's former chief administrative officer is suing the town for $1.2 million. Earlier this fall, former Sao Francine de Sormo filed a civil claim against the town alleging wrongful dismissal, breaching an employment contract and damages for the town's breach of privacy, including compensations for injury to dignity, feelings and self-respect, detailed de Sormo's court file. Her claim was filed in early September, and about 2 months later, the town filed a statement of defense with the North Bay Courthouse. The claim opens with, "The defendant, Corporation of the Town of Mattawa, denies each and every allegation contained in the statement of claim, save as may be hereinafter expressly admitted." The claim was filed by the Town of Mattawa's lawyer, Rose Muscolino, of Weaver, Simmons LLP, located in downtown Sudbury. Beta Day reached out to Mattawa's current SAO, Paul LaPerrier, who confirmed no court date has been set at this time. See, former town SAO sues Mattawa for $1.2 million. Mattawa's statement of defense states that at all times it acted in a candid, honest, fair, reasonable manner, and for good and legitimate reasons, and puts the plaintiff to strict proof to the contrary. See, Town of Mattawa's full statement of defense. Former SAO de Sormo's employment was terminated in early July of this year. The town's statement of defense detailed how de Sormo began a long-term disability leave on June 8, 2023. That April, the town had commissioned an operational review to be conducted by an independent third-party consultancy company. The statement continued, "The report of this review concluded that the defendant's operations were negatively affected by low staff morale, which was largely attributable to the plaintiff's, de Sormo's, management style." Further, the statement claimed the town was compelled to engage external assistance to remedy a substantial backlog of incomplete work, including tasks the plaintiff was believed to have undertaken but had left uncompleted. On or about February 29, 2024, the town advised de Sormo that upon her return to work she would be placed on paid administrative leave pending an investigation into allegations of misconduct and dereliction of duty. The town's filed statement included the following allegations: harassment and bullying of staff, unprofessional conduct towards staff members, fostering a hostile and stressful work environment, failure to address workplace conflicts, and negligence in the performance of administrative duties. De Sormo denied all such allegations, as outlined in her filing to the court regarding her allegation she was wrongfully dismissed and should be compensated for lost wages. The town stated that, upon termination, the plaintiff was provided with all wages and accrued vacation pay owed up to the termination date. Further, the town stated de Sormo's employment was terminated for just cause and, or her willful misconduct, and, or willful neglect of duty that was not trivial and had not been condoned by the defendant. As for other damages, the town denies the existence of any facts that would give rise to a claim for such damages, and denies that it committed any separate actional wrong against the plaintiff. The case will be tried at the North Bay Courthouse at a yet-to-be-announced date. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.